When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
When you run a small business, cash flow isn't just important for lasting growth. It's crucial. And that's one reason Square's point of sale system is such a popular choice with businesses everywhere. Because Square gives you quick access to your takings so you can keep things moving. Join 4 million businesses worldwide at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Fees apply. Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011. Registered reference number 900846.
Hi to all my new subscribers. My name is Aisha. Very nice to meet you. I want to jump right into this topic, guys, because after yesterday, I saw that I got many, many requests on first date questions. But before we get into that, I want you guys to, of course, follow me on Instagram, which will be right here. And also do not forget to subscribe to this channel if you have not already. And do not forget to click that bell so that you're notified every single time that I post. I know that you guys really like when I do the car, you know, videos, but I could not film outside today because they've been doing construction work in my neighborhood all day long and it's super noisy. So even if I sat in my car and closed the door, you guys would still be able to hear it. So we are filming here today. First date questions. What to ask, how to go about it. We're gonna uncover that in this video. Let's get right into it. So I want to make note of these ground rules. Ground rules meaning identifying what you want. What is your exact goal when you are dating or going on a date with this guy? So the reason why it's important to uncover this is because if you walk in with no expectation in terms of what this guy can bring or a certain standard or protocol, if you will, of what it is that you would require of this guy, you're stepping in on the wrong foot. Because when you're dating someone, you have to ask yourself, what is it that I want? Are you looking for something serious, or are you looking to date just for the experience right now because you are focused on other things like your career and things of that nature? This is very crucial, identifying what it is that you want. Because the person that wants something serious, and of course, depending on your age, you may feel like you are on a bit of a time frame, as opposed to someone who's dating just for the experience, you have arguably more leeway to vet guys out and try different techniques if you feel like you need to do so. Number two, you always want to make sure that a man is a provider, of course, because that's what they do. You want to make sure that he's not cheap. You want to make sure he actually has a job. You know how you ask someone what it is that they do and they answer the question and you still are confused. Like, wait, what? What is it that he actually does? You have trouble articulating it when you talk about it to your friends. I don't like that. I don't like when I'm asking someone what it is that they do and I get the strangest answer. Oh, I do this and, back in the day I used to do this. Listen to how they're actually answering the question. You should be able to have a solid answer of what this person actually does. Also, I think a major point also that you want to note is, do they have children? You can even ask, of course, if they're married or have a girlfriend, because the way that guys are, And the way that they function is if you don't ask, they just won't tell you. So you will end up in a situation with a guy that has a whole entire girlfriend or a whole entire wife. And when you find out, or by time you find out, you may be already invested, or they may tell you, well, you never asked. And to you, it's like, okay, that's something that you tell someone. But in their eyes, especially if they're running the game, they're obviously not going to want you to know that information. So basically, I split this video into two categories: personality questions and provider questions. Now, the personality questions are way more, you know, extensive than the provider questions, because personality, you can gauge, you know, a lot more with, you know, more in-depth questions. Provider questions, it's more of, you know, yes or no, very simple. So question number one. Also keep in mind that this is in no particular order or anything. And there are, first of all, a ton of different ways to vet guys, a ton of different things that you can ask on a first date. But for me, the way I think about things is I want to know this person's personality, because then I can gauge how to go about, you know, whether or not I want to see this person again. You understand what I'm saying? So I actually, everything that I'm saying in this video from the beginning till the end, I actually incorporate into my own life and my own dating experience. But before we get into that, I want to also note one last thing. Number three, understand that this guy or whatever guy, all the guys that you're dating, they want you. So you are there for them to prove to you why they deserve to move on to the next round. You understand what I'm saying? I think we get that confused. You know, we as women, we get that confused, and we tend to do the role reversal where it's we start proving why we're worthy of being with. No, it's their job. They sought you out. You're on the date to collect data if you like him. That's how it goes. Question number one, what is your concept of a partnership? This obviously will tell you how he views relationships. It's just that simple. It's just that cut and dry. What would you consider to be a deal breaker? Ah, good question. Why? This will tell you what he dislikes, so that obviously you don't go and do that same thing. Or if you do that thing and that's just something that you actually do, then you obviously know you guys may not be a good match. Are you close with your family? Ah, crucial. Because at the end of the day, your family, your mother, your father, you know, your siblings, those are the first people that you have relationships with, you know, whether that may be with the opposite sex or not. And, you know, your father, you know, is the first person that you, you know, love if your father's present in your life. Your mother, the first woman that you love if your mother's present in your life. So gauging that sort of family dynamic is crucial to telling you a lot about a person. Would you consider yourself to be an organized person? I know for me, I'm very organized, so I don't really like untidy people, because to me, being untidy and being hygienic, they don't click, obviously. If you are untidy, more than likely to me, you're not going to be the most hygienic person, because to me, it just goes hand in hand. Because if you like things a certain way, then I would assume, you know, you take care of yourself in a certain way. Because some people, they tend to do the whole thing where they throw themselves together and look presentable, but everything else is a wreck. And that kind of freaks me out. I don't like people that just throw themselves together, but then the foundation of everything is very shaky and doesn't make sense. How were you raised? Did you have strict parents? What was that dynamic like? Yes, you want to understand how he was raised, obviously, because that will give you more context as to who he is as a person. Sometimes people that are raised in strict households tend to be extreme free spirits, completely polar opposite of how they were raised, or they tend to follow that same sort of upbringing of being a strict person themselves. Or the best case scenario, they're just someone that's in the middle. Are you close with your siblings? You know, I think it's very telling when someone isn't close with their siblings, especially the older, you know, that we become in life and you realize how significant family is. Now, This, of course, is with a healthy family dynamic, you know? It's just very telling how close someone is to, you know, their parents, their siblings, things of that nature. Pay attention to those things. Who was your role model or hero growing up? Ah, that tells you a lot about him. How? Because you can gauge, okay, if he looks up to this person, you can easily figure out, okay, how is this person presented to the world? What superpower did this hero sort of possess? And you can kind of enter into his mind and gauge more of his personality. If he, you know, liked, I'm just throwing this out there, don't even take this that serious. If he liked Spider-Man, you know, back in the day, then it's like, okay, so he may, you know, like saving people and damsels in distress. I mean, every guy loves, you know, a damsel in distress, let's be real. But for the sake of this video, you know, you can kind of correlate based on whom they look up to, how they modeled their life. If he looked up to, let's say, you know, someone that's some CEO, billionaire CEO, okay, then you can gauge, okay, he's probably gonna model his life after that person because he really admires their work ethic and the success in business that they had. So keep in mind, I said, who was your role model and or hero? It doesn't have to be a make-believe character. It can be an actual person. Preferably, it is an actual person. What kind of music do you like? That also tells you a lot about a person. You know, I like people that like different types of music. They're very versatile in their taste because I am myself. I like, you know, country music. I like pop music. I like R&B music. I like a whole bunch of different things. You understand? So if somebody were to say to me, I only listen to rap and hip hop, it's like, I mean, would you really genuinely not give other genres of music a chance? Like, I don't really get that. To me, that makes me feel like you are single-minded and you have sort of a narrow scope of the world. You understand? Because people are multifaceted. So little things like that are telling. Just like psychology says this also. When you're in the car with someone, right, and they are constantly switching songs, meaning they can't listen to one song fully without changing it to the next, more than likely that person is someone that is very indecisive. You know, they're always changing their mind. They like one thing and then change it to the next. Just indecisive, to say the least. Very, very indecisive. That's an actual thing. And I know that sounds so silly, but yes, it's an actual thing. According to psychology, if someone cannot listen to a full song on the radio and they're constantly switching, they're always changing their mind. Yeah, think about that. Another important question to ask them is, what would they do if money wasn't a thing, basically? What would they do? You can gauge how generous this person is by asking this question. Because if it's something that's, you know, helping people, and I get it. People lie all the time and they'll probably give you, you know, some cliche answer, but you should be able to differentiate whether or not that's the response that you're getting. So if he says something like, you know, if money wasn't a thing, I would be a professional race car driver, or I would open up, you know, 12 orphanages, you know, for kids in need. Whatever the answer is, you're an adult. You should be able to gauge how he is from his response. What are your relationships like with your mom, with your dad? Now, I'm someone that believes we need both our mother and our father present in our life. Okay? I have been fortunate to where both my parents are in my life and have been in my life all my life. And I see the difference between how I may perceive certain things versus people that may have grown up in single parent households. Now, that's not a throw off to anyone who has. It's just the reality of the situation. How you behave is, there is a difference versus people that grew up in single parent households. So a mom plays a role in a child's life, whether, you know, son or daughter. And the same goes for a daughter, a dad plays a significant role in a daughter's life as well. And you need both of them. If a man is not close with his mother, and healthily, I don't mean a mama's boy, because you would be able to tell that too. If a guy has no relationship with his mother at all, how is he supposed to know how to treat you if he has a very tarnished relationship with his mother? Remember what I said earlier on in this video. Your parents are the first people that you have relationships with, whether that is single parent household or not. So if he doesn't get along with his mother or speak to his mother, he can only treat you but so well, because that first relationship growing up was tarnished. If that person doesn't have a guardian in their life that took the role of a mother and he's close to that person, then you're gonna have the same issue. Because sometimes it doesn't all the time have to be the mother. If they have a guardian in their life that took that role because maybe their parents were incapable of, you know, caring for them, then that also can pass as well. He still has that mother relationship with that individual. But if not, if there is no relationship dynamic going on, I would not enter into a situation like that, ever. Because even my, you know, crazy ex-boyfriend that I told you guys about, he had no relationship with his mother. He was horrible to his mother. And him and his mom did not get along at all. I mean, she had her own demons that she was battling with. And ultimately, it really, really messed him up. And he treated women like absolute garbage. How is your relationship with your father? The person that's supposed to teach you how to be a man. It's important. And lastly, I would say, as far as personality goes, what is the best compliment that you feel that you have received? This is important because this shows how they want to be recognized. So what obviously meant the most to them shows a quality inside them that they like, that people see, that they feel like people don't see on average. Does that make sense? And now we're going to talk about questions to ask if he is a provider. Shortlist. Do you believe in women having the option to work? And I know some of you may be like, I don't want to ask that question. Da, 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 da. No, ask that question. If you feel comfortable asking that question, then ask that question. I know I would, you know, depending on the climate, you know, of, you know, the date. Because guys will go and ask you, so how many guys have you slept with? And I can't know your views, how you view relationships or women. What? Stop. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Do you like shopping? Easy question. Do you like it? I need to know what your view is on that. You may have guys, there's different things. You may have guys that say, you know, I don't really do too much shopping, but if my significant other wants to do it, I'll go with them. Or I don't like to do too much shopping for myself, but I do like going with my significant other to pick out things for her. I love to give surprises, things like that. Do you like eating out at restaurants? Because eating out at restaurants is an expensive habit. It gets pretty pricey because dating in general for men is an expensive thing. That's why if they don't have it, they shouldn't do it. And that's why it's your job to not let, you know, these guys that can barely afford to actually take you places, you know, lowball you, and you're just looking at the big picture of, oh, he took me out. Okay, but where? All right, consider where. How important is money to you? Now, for me, I think this is an important question because I know to me, it's very important. To me, I consider myself to be the full package. So I'm gonna need you to be too. If I'm bringing my youth, my beauty, having my own life, being my own boss to the table, then what are you offering? Especially being older than me, because I only date guys that are older than me. It's a natural attraction for me. So what are you bringing to this table? Because I'm bringing me. I think to me, money is something that is important. And I like guys that possess a lot of power. I find that very attractive. They can make things happen, make it move, make it disappear, make it come back again. I love that. So, yes, a guy will say, you know, money's not that important to me, but I do, you know, like nice things. I enjoy the finer things in life, but it's not everything. Of course, an established person is, you know, going to give that answer, but you can gauge whether or not they're cheap by that response. Because you can also get, you know, a dusty saying money isn't everything because people in life, there are so many people in life that have money and they're unhappy. And listen to the tone and how they're answering the question as well. You know, what I care about is not showing off and having, you know, a BMW when you could just, you know, save your money and get a Toyota. I don't know why people feel like they have to show off. Yeah, people like that, I steer clear from. I don't like that. I don't like how they said that. I don't speak that. Don't get that. Not with that. Stop. Another question you can ask. If you can go anywhere in the world right now on vacation, where would you go? Let them answer it and then say, and what's stopping you? Ha, what's stopping you from going and getting that vacation? Oh, you know, I got a lot going on right now. Huh, a lot going on right now. Like what? Now you can gauge, okay, like what? What is it that you have going on right now? Is it a wife? Is it a girlfriend? Is it past girls that you're not letting go of? Is it actual work-related stress? Is it that you don't have enough money? What is it? All right, now. You want someone that's going to work hard, but you don't want someone that's completely incapable of actually taking a break when they need to take a break. And guys will make excuses for anything. You know, I've seen a guy, you know, date multiple women and takes one on vacation and never takes the other and always talks about how he needs a vacation, but you're taking the other girl and you're not taking the other one. And he'll tell the one that he's not taking, yeah, I know, I do need a vacation, but, you know, I'm just so swamped with work. Really? You are? Well, then why were you at that place, you know, last month with like another chick if you're so swamped with work? Lies. And lastly, I would say this is an interesting question. What is the most expensive gift that you've ever bought for someone? Okay. And he's probably going to say, well, what do you mean? Well, what do you mean? Like my mom or like a girlfriend? I would say, well, just someone that means a lot to you. Leave it vague. And then you can also add, but yeah, I mean, both of them, if you want to answer that question. You understand what I'm saying? Because then you can see, obviously, if he's going to be a cheapo or not. And what is he willing to spend on someone that he really, really cares about? You know, and the more affluent the man, I mean, they have the money to spend anyway. So they don't even need to be so emotionally involved in order to do something significant for you. So those are some questions that I feel like you guys can ask on a first date. And again, like I said, everything is circumstantial. And there are plenty of things that you can ask on a first date. Those questions amongst the filler questions, like what school did you go to? What town did you grow up in? You know, you want to have a goal. Watch this video over and over and over again until it gets ingrained in your head, because this is important. What is your goal? What do you want? What is your intention? What are your non-negotiables stepping into this date? Your personality questions, your provider questions. You need a good data foundation to gauge whether or not you want to move forward with this next person, okay? And also, I have a little secret for you ladies that one of my friends had told me about. There's an app, I'm gonna provide the link in the description box below, but basically it allows you to Google someone once they provide you with their phone number. So a lot of these guys that sometimes want to, you know, say, especially in online dating, guys always want to say they have all this money and things of that nature. And I know I get a ton of questions about online dating, but I don't really like online dating that much. I personally have never really had luck with online dating, so I am a little biased. But you can just Google their number and actually see where it is that they live. Because if they're saying they're going to do this and this for you and they can provide X, X, and X, and you're living in a one-bedroom apartment in the woods somewhere, are you well? Like, stop. Like, what are you saying? Like, why are you lying? And boom, you eliminate that time waster right then and there. I mean, the thing even goes as far as telling you that person's astrology sign. It's miraculous. It's incredible. So I strongly suggest you guys download that app for sure. I'm not getting, you know, paid for that. It's just me genuinely wanting to help you guys. And I think it's an incredible, incredible resource, especially when it comes to online dating, but dating in general. I highly suggest you guys download that. And on top of that, it's free. So it's not even like you guys have to pay for anything. So that is the end of this video, guys. So that is the end of this video, my angels. Thank you for hanging out with me. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will see you, angels, in my next video. Mwah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.